Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of May 2018, Supreme Court, while refusing to prescribe or restrain the religious practices and pujas to be performed in Mahakaleshwar temple in Ujjain, has observed that it is to be ensured that no damage is caused to the Jyotirlingam. Supreme Court has observed that the governor, while constituting municipal bodies, is not free to notify areas in his absolute discretion but is required to fix the parameters necessary to determine whether a particular area is a transitional area or a smaller urban area or a larger urban area. Supreme Court has said that only anti-Dalit atrocities complaints which are felt absurd or absolutely frivolous need to be probed by the police before proceeding to arrest the perpetrator. Supreme Court has termed as irreversible the situation prevailing in Delhi, saying the authorities would have to make all-out efforts to deal with myriad problems like pollution, water crisis, traffic congestion in the national capital. Supreme Court, while putting an end to the practice of lawyers mentioning urgent matters before the Chief Justice, has said that now onwards, such cases could only be mentioned before the Apex Court's registrar for urgent hearing. Supreme Court has asked the centre and an NGO, which has alleged delay in the implementation of benefits under the National Food Security (NFS) Act, to give details of budget allocation for the scheme that also provides for 6,000 rupee cash benefit to pregnant and lactating women. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with the Medical Council of India's (MCI). Recent notification allowing NET candidates to participate in second round of counselling for admission to PG medical courses. Delhi High Court has remarked that the love and affection that a mother has for a child would be no less merely because the child was born out of surrogacy. Delhi High Court has allowed Sikh aspirants to wear kara, iron bracelet, and kripan, dagger, in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, UG. Delhi High Court has withdrawn the interim protection from coercive action, including arrest, granted to Geetanjali Gems promoter Mehul Choksi in connection with an FIR lodged in 2016 by the owner of one of its retail franchisees. Bombay High Court has opined that bureaucrats and judicial officers, who have at least one property in Maharashtra, should not be allotted another one under any government scheme. Bombay High Court has said that the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, cannot take possession of the 20-acre Priyadarshini Park in South Mumbai without following the due process of law. Bombay High Court has directed the Directorate of Social Welfare to release the salaries within 2 days to two staffers of the Office of the Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities. Calcutta High Court has directed BJP West Bengal Unit President Dilip Ghosh to produce documents related to his educational qualification in connection with a petition filed by a former party leader. Madras High Court has allowed the Income Tax Department to proceed with its inquiry based on a show cause notice issued to former Union Minister P. Chidambaram Sankarti and other directors of a company under the Black Money Act,